last chapter of the book, the book has 20 very short chapters, and the last chapter is how can I help unborn babies and their mothers, and there's I think maybe about 15 different things, and they include things like opening your home. You know, we opened our home to a pregnant girl many years ago, and she gave birth to her baby while she was living with us. We helped her give up the child for adoption. She had had abortion in the past, and one of the great wonderful things was we were not only helping this girl and showing her the love of Christ, but we had the joy of seeing her come to faith in Christ with us. And she today is one of our best friends. She is now leading a post-abortion recovery group in the state prison here in Oregon. I mean, it's wonderful. And just hospitality is one of the many things we can do, volunteering time and talents and services, and just becoming thoroughly informed. And that's why I hope that a lot of people will read the Why Pro-Life book. It's inexpensively priced so that people can get it and pass it out, even though it's an attractive hardcover book, because it's one of these things that we need to pass along. We need to read it, perhaps study it, and get it into the hands of people. And all the proceeds from this, none of them come to me, all of them go to Pro-Life Ministries.